SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
This is the first time a Chinese leader will miss the G20. Since its creation in 1999, the yearly summit has been attended by every Chinese president, including Xi Jinping himself. The summit takes place every year in a different country, and this Saturday it will open in New Delhi for 2 days of talks between the leaders of 19 countries, plus the European Union and invited countries. So why is Xi Jinping not coming? Dr. Jennifer Su is a senior visiting fellow at the University of New South Wales, and she noted the tensions between Xi and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
There is concern about this him not attending as being a snub towards India, but we do know that, you know, India and China have had clashes on their borders, and that this G20 summit next week comes at a difficult time.
Jared Monshine of the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney concurs.
There is, I think, some issue with the way that India and China have gotten along recently, or really haven't gotten along. As much as the U.S. and Australia have welcomed India's participation in the Quad with open arms, in many ways you can say they were pushed there by Xi Jinping and his more aggressive foreign policy.
This also happens just after the BRICS summit, where India and China are also prominent members. And China invited more countries to join BRICS, something that worries India. Jennifer Su again.
There are concerns amongst the BRICS that China is trying to make this a very China-centric consortium of actors. And we've seen Xi Jinping being very active in bringing in new members that are going to be friendly to China and in many ways dependent on trade with China.
Jared Monshine concludes the recent BRICS summit exposed this tension between Beijing and New Delhi.
India has a long history of being seen as a voice for the sort of so-called global south, and especially given its history of the non-aligned movement. So I don't think India is too keen to sort of dilute its power within BRICS.
So his beef with India may have dissuaded Xi from coming. But it also happens as the Chinese economy is facing a series of downturns. Deflation, crisis in the real estate sector, crackdowns on private businesses, and loss of confidence in investors, not to mention rising unemployment, especially among young people. All of this is weighing on Xi's shoulders. Wen-Ti Sung is a non-resident fellow at the Atlantic Council's Global China Hub.
We know, of course, that Xi Jinping era has been marked principally by increasing centralization of power. But one thing that is logical to assume is that so many more decisions now have to be made by the party central. A lot of time that will mean have to be personally decided by President Xi Jinping.
He thinks this means ventures into foreign affairs are becoming more dangerous for the Chinese leader.
Before BRICS summit a few weeks ago, Xi has only been abroad once all year. There's good reason to expect that President Xi will travel less and less. As President Xi becomes increasingly indispensable to the daily running of China's governance itself, it's more costly for President Xi to go on to international travels.
So, no time for going abroad. Michael Green, the Chief Executive Officer of the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney, also thinks international visits may expose him to criticism.
Although India and China are both in the BRICS summit together, the fact is their strategic rivalry is deepening, and she did not feel obligated to hand a victory to Prime Minister Modi, and probably also would have been wary of a gathering where many of the leaders would have criticized China for its economic performance and its treatment of investors.
He thinks this G20 could have been an embarrassing experience for Xi.
Chinese economic performance is weak. Criticism of China is on the rise. And particularly India, as host of the G20, will not attack China, but it's not going to go out of its way as the host of the G20 to insulate China from criticism from US or Australia or European leaders.
But what exactly is the G20 about? The G20 is like the G7 and BRICS, a forum, which means it is just a big meetings of leaders. They will talk and potentially agree on things, but this is not the UN or NATO or the European Union with their binding agreements and their administrations. Still, Jared Monshine says it has a record of bringing governments to act in front of global crises.
It has a history of aligning governments and making key decisions, whether it be during the financial crisis or COVID. The G20 definitely has a role.
What Xi Jinping is missing is basically a good chance to meet other world leaders. For Australia, it may also mean a missed opportunity for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to meet his Chinese counterpart. For Michael Green, the feeling was probably not mutual.
I think the most opportunity lost will be with Australia, where Prime Minister Albanese was looking to this G20 summit as part of the reboot of relations with China. Clearly, this was not a major factor for Xi Jinping deciding whether to go or not.
And US President Joe Biden also lamented the missed chance for discussions between the two world leaders, as noted by Jared Monshine.
President Biden made clear as much that he was hoping to meet with Xi Jinping at the G20. But again, Xi Jinping runs his own show and has decided against that.
But otherwise, the G20 should proceed normally and suffer little from Xi's absence, as explained by Michael Green.
I don't think that Xi Jinping is going to cause the G20 to collapse or weaken. He'll send Li Qiang, his premier, so I don't think he's threatening the G20, let alone the G7 or other institutions.
Julien Heuillet, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.